today's daf nun dalad. We're somewhere between the gimel and the base and the dalad of an aleph, so like sort of stop right in the middle. Today's daf is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal. Lil and Ishmael Yitzchak Moshe and Yisrael Yehuda by George and Peggy Freud. Lil and Ishmael Zev and Aaron Mordechai, and today is the yahrzeit of Marcel's grandfather, Moshe Aaron Ben Yisrael, Shemesh Seven Leah, and we'll be learning Lil Nishmasam. Okay, so we stopped yesterday. Where exactly did we stop? Wherever we stopped, mid sentence, right. Let's go back a minute. So first we said that the Beis HaMikdash cut through between the two portions of Yehuda and Binyamin. Asks Tosfos, there's a machlokes. Tosfos asks on Daf Nun Aleph, there's a machlokes whether or not Yerushalayim was divided up between the Shvatim. Some say it's an international city. It was never given to any of the Shvatim. What kind of machlokes is it? What kind of, so according to that, according to the ones who hold, the Yerushalayim was not given. What's going on here? Yeah. What? That's an interesting question. Right. Right. Interesting question. It's a very good question. I don't know the answer. But Tosa's answer is over here. It's on Nun Aleph and Beit Tosa's of Tain. And when Aleph and Beis Tosfos of Tain, he says in there, somewhere in there he says that even if you hold your Shalayim was not given to the Shvatim, that's fine. There was a Mesorah that one of the corners of the Mizbeach did not have Yisod. That's all. Okay. Next, that's one thing we pointed out. I think we're up to the Hayy Binyamin Asadik Mitzdar Ole B'chol Yom. Right? So what happened? The portion of the Beit HaMikdash is in Yehuda, except really for the Mizbeach. It's like carved out in a funny way that the Mizbeach gets to Binyamin's portion, except for one part of it. And the Hayy Binyamin Asadik Mitzdar Ole B'chol Yom. And Binyamin Asadik was bothered by this all day, the Nozla, so that it should be in his portion. Right? Shenema, like it says, Chofif Olaf Kol Hayom. He was longing for it all day long. Therefore, Zoche Binyamin Asadik. Binyamin Asadik was Zoche. Benatze Ushpizkin LaKadosh Baruch Hu. He became the Ushpizin, the guest of Hashem. Shenema Ubeink Seifav Shachin. The host. I'm sorry. Right. The Yalkut Shimoni has four other reasons why Binyamin is zoche to have the mizbech in his shevet. Number one, he was the least, he was the youngest of the brothers, right? And therefore, he wished the longest amount of time that this should happen. You hear this? He was the youngest of the brothers. I read in Hebrew. Hayakatam sheva achim v'haytem nafsho aguma olav. He for sure thought, "Shun, I'm going to me. I'm the youngest. Shun, I'm not getting it." And it bothered him more than anyone else. And he was also to it. That's number one. Number two, he was the only brother born in Eretz Yisrael. Number three, he was not involved in the Mechiras Yotzi, because neither was Reuven, give a whole kasha about that. Number four, and just listen to this one. He was the youngest. The Shemesh as of him took care of his father. He was Zochah to get the Beis HaMikdash in his portion. Well, then went down to Esav. Right. Okay. Anything else? Right. Okay. Just, you know, the Sephardim says, he's called over here, Binyamin HaTzadik. Why is it called Binyamin HaTzadik? Right? Sepharno says, because, you know, the Sepharno in Zvar, Lama Gimel Yud Beis, the Sepharno says, because Binyamin is one of the four people that never sinned, and therefore he's a real tzaddik. right? Who are the four people that never sinned? Binyamin, Yishai, Amram, and somebody by the name of Kilav, one of David's sons. I heard this verse. Heard it from Rebbe Miller. We don't know anything about these four people. We don't know anything about them. You know why? Because most people are not people who never sinned. Yes, they're great. They never sinned. They went to Shemayim. The only reason they died is because there's a gzeira. People have to die. We don't relate to them. They have nothing to teach us. They have nothing to teach us. You know what? We don't learn from them. We don't know anything about them. There are never Gemaras or Midrashim talking about their greatness. Never. You won't find a single one. The Gemara says the four of them never sinned. It's wonderful. There's nothing to learn from that. You know why? Because we're human beings. Yes, it's a great mile, it's a great madriga to reach. Most of us are not reaching it. 99.99% are not reaching it. So you know what? We don't talk about them. Yeah, we mentioned in passing, I'm a tzaddik. Why we stick to being a tzaddik? To allude to that. It's very great. There's nothing to learn from that. Amazing Muslim. Something to learn from that. Okay, next. A little more got it to later. Meisne, following Kasha, that what? The Kasha is that there was no Yisod on the southeastern corner. Is that correct? Yes. On the southeastern corner, there was no Yisod. Meisne, how could you say there was no Yisod? Listen to this. Ola ta'of, an Ola ta'of, ketzad. How is an Ola ta'of done? An Ola ta'of was done like as follows. Also, Hayasanasis, it was like this. Hayamolek es Rosha, they would do Malika with a coin's thumb on the back of the neck, they would break the neck, Mimul or from the back. Umavdil, and they would separate the head from the rest of the bird. Umam Sadama al Kir Mizbeah, and they would squeeze the bird on the wall of the Mizbeah. Now, the Iyamar de Lohavilo Yesod, but if there's no Yesod, what are you doing? You're squeezing it at that quarter, where's the blood going? It's going to the floor. Right? Ba'avira de alma hu de ka'avid. Are you doing it in the air? Everybody asks. Rashi asks this. The Rashi of Umamte Midama. So if you look halfway through that Rashi, he says, V'im tomar. Where's the coin standing when he's doing this? He's standing on the ledge. He's standing on the sovig, squeezing the bird. So V'im tomar, says Rashi, no fall sovig. Doesn't it fall on the sovig? It'll fall onto the ledge. Shaharei, lemaila hinas. That's what you're doing. You're above. Hakatani hasam asal lamata miragla afilu ama achas kshira. Lo kapad el almaila menachut. He says, not necessarily. All it has to be, he says, there's an ama between the chut and the ledge. So you're doing it in that ama. So the blood has no way to go. So where does the blood go? Onto the floor. How could that be a kapara? How could that be a kapara? So Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, Amar Kach, say like this. Hisnu avira de Binyamin, Hisnu avira de Binyamin, Karka de Yehuda. The avir is Binyamin, and the ground is Yehuda's. What does that mean? What does that mean? Rashi says, the Ikka lemeimar, lemaila migimel, it was above three tfachim, delav tkarkahu, that's not karka, also it came in belita kitana, they built, listen to this, this is what Rashi says, they built a little ledge sticking out of the mizbeah. You hear this? And caught the blood. Kineged hakeren, lekabel ba dam ola ta'of, shlo yipol la'aret. Shouldn't fall to the ground. The kir mizbeah, mikri. And that's called the kir of the mizbeah. Abel yisod, lo mikri lahashir hakeren, lamas and daman, it's reason, please don't care how yisod. There was no keren there, there was no yisod. She'ain yisod, ela hay musib ba'aret. Yisod means on the ground. There's more than three tachim off the ground. There was a little ledge sticking out, right? And they used to catch the blood. Tosfos go to the town. Look at that big Tosfos. How could Rashi say that? No. There's a picture of it here. It's not attached to the ground. It's attached to Mizbeah. Three tefachim off the ground. No, but the Yisod means on the ground. Part of the Kir. Right? This is it. See that? That's what they have. Oh, it's something like that. So a thing sticking out. So There's a sefer called, I don't know who this is, the Hazosi, Yitzchak says, this is not a problem of adding on to the Mizbeah. It's not an issue of adding on to the Mizbeah, because it's supposed to be this way. How else are you going to do it? Right? How else are you going to do it? It could be, he suggests that maybe they only did that whenever they only put it on whenever they were doing Olas Ha'ol. It wasn't always there. They were like, okay, we'll do Olas Ha'ol for the next hour, let's put it on, and then we'll take it off. It was like a removable, as he suggests, maybe it was like that. But it wasn't an issue of adding on to the Mizbeah, because it was supposed to be there. It was supposed to be there. It can't be adding on. Otherwise, how are you going to do it? So it's not a kasha. Okay. My lo havale yisod. What does it mean? What does it mean that corner did not have the yisod? What does that mean? Rav Amar. Rav means bibinyan. It didn't have a yisod. Levi Amar, no. Bidomin. Maybe it had a yisod. But it didn't work. The blood that fell there wouldn't help. It wouldn't help. Don't use that corner. Bedamim, right? Rashi says, Yisod Hayal Pnei Kol HaMizbeach. There was a Yisod there. Yes. The physical Yisod there was. Ava lo notes in Damim Bechelk Vashal Yehuda. That was in the Chelk of Yehuda. There's no Dam gone there. So Machlok is Rav and Levi. Rav Metargim. Rav was Metargim. Ba'chasante Yasvine Madbecha, that in Levi's portion, that's the Targum Uncle. What? I'm sorry, in Binyamin's portion, they would build the Beit HaMikdash, the Mizbeach. Levi Mitargim, Levi translated it, Bachasante Yasvine Makdisha. In Binyamin's portion, we're going to build the Mikdash. What's the Machlokas? How to read Targum Uncle? Have my focus in Rav and Levi, what Uncle has wrote? I didn't look it up. I wonder what it said. Interesting. Makom Mekudash L'damim, which means a place holy for damim. Tashma, now we're going to try to bring right and who's wrong. Tashma, it says like this. With a bright, it says like this. Hayisod, Hayimahalech Alpaneh, called Tzapho. The Yisod went to the entire northern boundary, the entire northern length of the Mizbeach. Let's do like this. Let's say like this. On where? Right, in the Gimel Amud Beis is a picture. So look at that picture. Tzapho, the entire left of the Tzapho. Yisod Mahalech Alpanei Tzapho. Alpanei Kol Meir. And the whole west. Ochel B'dorom Ama Achaz U'B'Mizrach Ama Achaz. One Ama on the east. And one Ama on the south. The Yisod, Rashi says, the Yisod turned in, wrapped around, which is how we have the picture, right? One Amid turned in. There's a sefer called the Panim Me'iros. He says, no, it didn't turn in. Who said it turned in? It kept on going. So it stuck out one Amid, and it stuck out one Amid. Who said it turned in? Interesting. Machloka. Rashi says, you weren't to say it turned in. Rashi says, the Gemara says, Ochel bedorom ama achas. It extended to the south one ama. Ubemizrach ama achas. To the east one ama. Rashi says, if you want to see the Rashi inside, Ubemuksa, I'm reading the Rashi there of Ubemizrach ama achas. Ubemuksa, at the corner, Tzfonis, Mizrachis, the northeast, Moshech letzad Mizrach ama. It turned in one ama. Velo yoser, not more. Kemoshetziarti, no, I do that picture for you already, says Rashi. Anyway, Kasha Levi, Ta Binyana Mashma. The kash on Levi. Why is it a kash on Levi? Because it's mashma the building. It's not mashma the dumb. It's mashma the building. Right? So the Gemara answers, my ochel nami bedamin. No, it also means bedamin. But it's very fascinating in my focus. The Panamira says, who said it turns in? Who said? Because the picture book will hold it like Rashi. I don't know like that. They say he's not really wrong, Rashi's correct. All the picture books do hold like Rashi. That it turned in. Not that it kept going. Okay. Tashma, let's try another raya. HaMizbeach was 32 by 32. It's 32 by 32. Then isn't Rav wrong? How can it be 32 by 32? How can it be a perfect square if a certain part of the bottom doesn't have a mizbeach? Doesn't have a yisod? How can it be? The Gemara says no. Hachorai iskinim in atzad. Don't measure from the floor. Measure from the side. From the sides, it's 32 by 32. Tashma, not sure this kasha. Nimtza, it comes out, Poreach Ama al Yisod, that the Kevesh extended an Ama over the Yisod, the Ama al Asovi, and an Ama on the Sovi. What's the kasha? So what do you see from here? That the Yisod was built on the entire, the Yisod, the entire lens of the south. That the Kevesh was built an Ama above it. So the Gemara says, no, Ema say, Kineged Ama Yisod, if there would be Yisod, the Ama Sovi, then an Ama around the Sovi. If there would be, but there is none there. Okay. Tashma, so the Tani Levi. Levi says like this, Ketzad Bonan is a Mizbeah. How did they build the Mizbeah? So Mevi'in Melabein, Milvin, they brought, form, Shu Shloshim Mushtayim, 32, Al Shloshim Mushtayim, 32, the Gavoa Amma, one Amma tall. Umevi Chelke Avonim, and they brought stones, Midfulamos, that were damp, Ben Gedolos Ben Ketanos, big and small, Umevi Sid, and they brought Sid. Sid is lime, pitch, the kunya, another kind of pitch, the zephes, another kind of that, Umamache, and they smoothed it out, the shofech, and they poured it in, Zehu Makum Yisod. This is the Makum of the Yisod. What? Because if it's wet, you can mold, you can form it, you can mold it. Right. The answer, right. Bechozer, what? Right. Bechozer Umevi Malavein. Then they put another form, Shushloshamama al Shloshamama, 30 by 30, the Gavoa Chamesh Amos, 5 Amos tall, Umevi Chelki Avonim, and this is the same thing again. Chozer Umevi Malavein, then they put another one, Shuchavchez Amma al Chavchez Amma, 28 by 28. Why? Because the Mizbeach was not a perfect square. It kept, the Yisod was fatter, then the bottom was this, then above the ledge was even gotten more skinny, right? So up to the third level now. The Gavoa Gimel Amos, it was 3 Amos high, Umevi Chaluke, same thing. Vumakum Hamaracha. That became the top of the Mizbeach. Because it may be Malabin to Amalama, then they brought forms of one Ama, one Ama, Umevi Chaluke Avonim, and they brought again smooth stones, Mufulamos, damp, Ben Gadolos, Ben Ketanos, Umevi Zephis, Bukunyu, Mamka, Vashofet, Vizek, Karen, the call Karen, the Karen. Okay? And they brought a Karen for each one, and they made a Karen out of it. Standard building. What's the Kasha? Just look at the bottom line of Rashi. Ketani Miha, anyway, it says, Malabin Atahto, Shalam Abed, Blam Abed. The bottom was 32 by 32. Alma, you sewed bolek bobadal grufo. What do you see? The Yisod was on all four corners. Kashan Rav. That's the kasha. The Gemara answers, the guy is lay. Right? They cut out the part where it's not supposed to be the Yisod. They cut it out. Started out as the Yisod, then they cut it out. Says the Gemara, Avonim Shlemos Ksiv. But it says Avonim Shlemos. No, I don't do that. As Rashi says, Tosfos says, you're not allowed to use Barzo. They cut it out. So the Gemara says, right, here's what they did. Demachis Midi Mitruse. They took a piece of wood, let's say, or maybe even it was metal, whatever. And it was basically a, what do they call that? You stick it there. So that, and then you can remove it, and then the Yisod's not there. What's that called? Exactly. And then they remove the barricade, and lo and behold, there's no Yisod there. Exactly. The machis midi mituse. They put something there to block it. The shakale. Right. This is what's happening today. If you don't say that, Hadamar of Kahana, Avadim Shel Kronos, the stone of the Kronos, Chalulo tell you. They were hollow, by the way. The Kronos, the four corners of the Mizbeach were hollow. How do they get hollow? The Chsiv, like it says, Umalu Kimizra Kizavit Mizbeach. So how do they get them hollow? No, he's saying, but we know they were hollow. How were they hollow? Hachanami, same answer. Avonim Shlemos, Amar Rachmana. You have to have Avonim Shlemos. Ella, what's the answer? Demachis midei tute. You must have, they must have put some kind of block in there. Bishakale. And therefore they formed the cement around it. And they took maybe two sticks of wood that when they hardened, they just pulled out the block. And then what do you have? You have a beautiful square that is hollow. Hachanami, same thing over here. Demachis midei tute bishakale. Right, right. But the point is that it was hollow. How do they make it hollow? You're not allowed to cut the stone, right? You're not allowed to cut the stone. Not allowed to use iron. You're not allowed to cut the stone. How did they do it? Oh, they brought a block. So too over here, they brought a block by the yisod. And then when everything hardened, took the block away. And look, there it is. There's no yisod there. Just like Rav said. Perfect. Ask Tosfos. Look at this kasha inside. It's the 1, 2, 3, fourth line, fourth skinny line. And so Vim Tomar, you see the tosses? Villa Evid Al Yedei Shamir. Why don't they use the Shamir worm? The Bivayasheni Haya Shamir. The Bivayasheni had a Shamir. Many of the Rishonim are going to answer, there was no Shamir in the Bivayasheni. That's how you get out of Tosfos' question. Maybe not Herod, maybe earlier. Tosfos proves that they had one. How does he prove it? The Tani, it says over there, Rishimesu Nevi'im Harishonim, when the Nevi'im Harishonim died, which is when? In the beginning of the second Beit HaMikdash, they all died, Butlu Urim V'Tumim. Urim V'Tumim was gone. V'Hainu Ba'is Rishon. Let's say it's the first Beit HaMikdash already, whatever it is. Right. Then it says, Mishacharav Beit HaMikdash, Batal HaShamir. When the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shamir is Batal. Says Tosfos, if it's the same Beit HaMikdash, then why are you making two statements for it? When the Nevi'im were Batal, the Urim V'Tumim and the Shamir were gone. That's not what it says. It says, when the Nevi'im Rishonim were gone, the Urim V'Tumim was gone. And then when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shamir was gone. It implies it's two different Beit HaMikdash. One was the first, and one was the second. Therefore, what do you see? The Shamir was in existence. Behind by Yisheni. The by Yisrishon, if it was the first Beit HaMikdash, Larvinu v'Lasinu, and let him make one statement. The Yishemetsu Nevi'im HaRishonim, Hainu, Churban HaBayit, Kiratani B'Gamara, Mishachar Beit HaMikdash, Batlu Ur V'Tumim, Hainu by Yisrishon, the Chamisha Dvarim Chasur by Yisheni by Yisrishon. There are five things missing from the second Beit HaMikdash, Kiratani B'Yuma. Ubatal HaShamir, Hainu La'achar by Yisheni. It must have been after the second Beit HaMikdash and lost the Shamir. Must have been. Says Tosfos. They must have had it. The Chain, he says like this. Haka'amar of Shir Megam Liel, Hasam, he said, Shir Megam Liel makes a statement. Yishachar of Beit HaMikdash, Mikdal Tam Peiros. When the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Peiros lost their taste. Right? Umistama by Yisheni. Must be talking about the second one. Why? Because Yishachar B'yama Vayri. He was alive when that happened. So it must have been that time. Teda, the Ashkel by Yisheni HaYishayi Peretim, Mizbarchim B'yishim HaShetach, Shnach Tuchit Ikloyos, Shal Shar Gadol. So he says, it must be the second one. But oh, Yeish Lahavi Raya, Davi Shamir by Yisheni, moved to the Dama Ben Asina Shemo. He says, in the story of Dama Ben Asina, what was the story? They went to Dama Ben Asina. Why did they go to Dama Ben Asina? Because they needed one of the stones for the Eifo. I'm going to skip it because I want to save time. So Tosfos says, had they cut it? That on the stone was engraved some letters, the names of Shvatim, right? How'd they do that engraving? They used the Shamir worm, Tosfos says. Obviously, yeah, Tosfos says. Move the Dome in Athena Shmo, Parakamat the Kedushin, Parakshani Zechas Avodah Zarah, Shabikshu Bimenu Chachmi Yisrael Avodah Le'Ephod, the Avne Ephod Bo Shamir. The Avne Ephod needed a Shamir. Kedemucha Kaparak Egla Rufa, Vidisiv Bimulu Otsam, the feel of Yehuda, even of Yehuda, the Palagalev of our Shamir, Shabo, Bona Shlomo, Space HaMikdash, maybe the Shamir, some detail about Shlomo. Mode the Avne Eifo, Nami Boy Shamir. He agrees with that. No one argues on that. Kidmuk Prakmisha Avzu, Kabini Beit HaMikdash, Asa Shlomo, the Kamahaki, Hek Avad Ika Shamir, Daisy Moshe Avne Eifo, Ayal Karkan, Abhudi, the whole complicated thing. The bottom line is going to say, nobody argues on it. There's no way they would have needed the stone, and I had the Shamir to make it work.
to make it be complete.
Okay? The Tosfos says,
what's going on here? Get the Shamir.
Tosfos gives such a wild and wild answer. Then he says another thing. He says, when the Chashmonaim came,
and they when the Yevonim came by Hanukkah and ruined the Beis and ruined the Mizbeach, so what happened? Stones were put away in a room.
Just told us, why didn't they just use the Shamir to make them better?
They were ruined, they were destroyed. Get the Shamir because they're not nice and beautiful.
Tosfos says that. But Kamo Kane Kosh, I'm on the first wide line. Perakubi Shema, what's happening to the Vodazara? Am I Gonzu, Beis Chashmonaim, Avne Mizbeach? Why do they have to hide the Avonim, Sheshkutzam Anji Yavon? Because they're making the Shkutzam. They ruined the Vodazara. Kibon the Ikka, Kibon the Afshai, they Shamir. They could fix them with the Shamir. After I just proved that he had it, why did they do that? Okay. The Yesh Lomar.
Ready for this one?
Tosfos answers. The Shamir Eina Osam Shlemos Shlotiskar Ba Hatziporen.
What does that mean? Got what that means.
Right. Right. The Shamir cut stone, but it didn't make it smooth and beautiful. Right? The Shamir ain't osa osan shlemos shlotiskar bohatziporin.
The stones have to be so smooth that if you take your thumb and you take your nail, you won't get a nick. No nick. Shamir didn't do that.
Uperakama dechulun amirin rekama kidei pegimus hamizbeach kidei shetachkar bohatziporin umihu kasha.
That answer doesn't make any sense. Because the Shamir was also used for the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash had that smooth stone. Come back where it started from.
Doesn't have an answer.
With what? You're not allowed to use metal.
Stones.
Smooth old stone?
Right.
Oh, really?
Okay. Right.
Right. So in the back of the Masifta, there are. Right. So in the back of the Masifta, there are seven answers. I'm trying to explain Tosfos' question. To explain the answer. Five of them say, well, there was no Shamir in the first base of the Mikdash, and they undo Tosfos' riot. There was no Shamir.
Tosfos Rid says, he says,
there was no Shamir. Who had the Shamir? They didn't have it. Another nate, besides making the oil last for 8 days, they got to get another nate to bring the Shamir. That they weren't going to do. That wasn't going to happen. Right? At least that one he gave. Right? Another nate. Who had it? Yeah, it existed. No one knows where it is. Another nation to go find that. Bigger nation to find the oil, right? It's a fascinating culture. Fascinating culture. Yeah. So the Gemara asked that question. No, if it can cut through stone, it can cut through whatever you're going to keep it in, right? Except for cotton. The Gemara asked that question. Right? So all these famous legends, how Shlomo got the Shamir. With the shadim, all wild stuff. Read it to the kids. Amazing story.
Whether they're true or not, that was what?
What do you mean?
That's amazing midrashim. Amazing, wild. Shlomo became part of the Shadim. He became part of the Shadim world, right? To get into to find out where it is. It's wild stories. Amazing stuff. Okay.
I think so. Because I think he knew if he doesn't follow the rules, they're never going to use it. He wanted it to be a pride to the nation. You right? You want to build a shul, build it right. If you don't build it right, no one's going to be davening there. You build a shul, not put an Aron Kodesh in, no one's going to go there. You do it right, people will come. So I think he did. I think he consulted the Chachamim and everything was Kalach. Next. Now we're going off on another tangent now. So, Darash Rava. My Dichsiv, what does it mean when it says like this? This is also fascinating Gemara. The Gemara assumes that who was the leader? Who was David HaMelech? He bought the land,
right? From a Ravna the Yehusi. He bought the land to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara assumes, who was the leader at that time? Well, it was Shmuel HaNavi. The Gemara assumes that Shmuel HaNavi had no idea where to build the Beis HaMikdash. He had no clue where it's supposed to be. He didn't even know what city it's supposed to be in. Why? It says like this. Darsh Rava, my dechzif. What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, this is a Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, it says, it's really a merging of two psukim. It says, Vayelech David and Shmuel, David and Shmuel went, Vayeshmu Benuyos Berama, and they went to Benuyos Berama, which, by the way, are not near each other. So the Gemara says, Vechima, Inyan, Navayos, Eitel, Rama. Why are these two mentioned next to each other? Ella, Shahayu Yoshvin, Berama. They were sitting in Rama, the Oskin, Benuyos, Shal Ola. And they were tumbling with the beauty of the world, meaning the Beit HaMikdash. Where is the Beit HaMikdash supposed to be built? What? I'm only reading the Gemara. One minute. There's a medrash, I don't know. So the Gemara says like this. First of all, the separate kashya you could ask is, why did they wait so many years after coming into Eretz Yisrael to build the Beit HaMikdash? It was at least 400 years later. At least. What's the shot with that? Not for now. Right, the Gemara says, three mitzvot you have to do when you come in. Stray a Malek, build the base of Mikdash, and appoint the king. It took so many years. Amri, Ksiv, it says like this. It says in the Torah, Vekanta, Vialitza, El Hamakom, you will go up to the place, Malamed, that teaches you, Shebeis HaMikdash Gavoa, Mikol Eretz Yisrael. That the Beis HaMikdash was higher than all the other places in Eretz Yisrael. Right? That's the Radvaz already in the 1500s. If you go today to Yerushalayim, it's not the highest place in the world. It's the highest place in the city, in the country. It's not the highest place. So he says, because it's been dug down. So two answers. First of all, it's been dug down. They purposely built up around the surrounding areas so that basically the Har Havayah should be lower because they want to belittle it. The Goyim did that. That's one answer he gives. And the second answer he gives, same answer. That other people, right, same answer, similar answer. People have built up around, and therefore the Har Havayah looks lower, but in topography, it's not true. Okay? That's the first answer. That's the first thing. And also, the Eretz Yisrael, Gavoa Mikol Arto. And Eretz Yisrael is the highest of all the other lands. Says Rashi, Eretz Yisrael, Gavoa Mikol Arto. Lomi Boyel Amacha. There's no purpose for this to be said here. I'm not talking about Eretz Yisrael. I'm talking about Yerushalayim. There's no purpose for this. B'lav mehacha nafkalon. It's not even not from here. Ela mikrach is another pasuk. Dixiv. L'yomer od chai nirmia. Kim chai ha-shev. Ela v'asher hevi es b'nei tzom. Eretz Yisrael tzofam. Mikol makom asher hashchizim sham. Right? So, says Rashi, there's no purpose for this. Says the Marsha, this is just thrown in on the desert. Yerushalayim is the highest city, and Israel is the highest land. Says Rashi, that's no purpose in that. Says the Marsha, of course there's a purpose in that, because it's B'nu Yav Shalola. It's the beautiful place in the world. It's the top point in the whole world. Of course it's relevant. And the Marsha, the Maharal says, that it doesn't mean physically, because if you have a ball, it's impossible for one spot to be top of the world. It's impossible. It's a ball. So the Maharal says it means in a spiritual way. In a spiritual sense, the peak of the world in spirituality. Physical is impossible. Right? So Sofer says the same thing. He says the same exact thing. It doesn't mean in physical places. It can't mean physically. It can't mean physically. In the land of Israel, in that piece of land, you can have, okay, where's the highest spot? You can't have it in the whole world. It doesn't make sense. It's a spiritual peak. Okay, very good. Lo have yode duch tehecha. Only reading you the Gemara says, Lo have yode duch tehecha. They did not know where it was. They did not know where the highest spot of Eretz Yisrael is. And what do I have over here? The Grizz, right? The Brisker of S. What do you mean? They didn't know where it is. Hire a surveyor and find out where the highest spot is. What kind of question is that? They didn't know where the highest spot is? So Shmuel knew. I have to build the Beis HaMikdash in the highest spot. Right? Physically, the highest
like, not, the Maral is talking about the whole country. The country of Israel is the highest spot in the world. How could that be? It's a bull? The answer means spiritually. But physically, Jerusalem is the highest spot in the land of Israel. So they knew that. So hire a surveyor, and I'll tell you, where's the highest spot? What do you mean they didn't know? So the Grizz answers, what? The Grizz answers, listen to this answer. This is a firm answer. Ready for this answer? Shadavar HaKasav B'Torah, Hu Barur Yoser, Midavar HaNira B'Eim. What the Pasuk says is more clear than what I can see with my eyes. So the Pasuk is better than proof. This is a very controversial statement. What? What do you mean? What you right, you want to know what the ocean is? Look at the Torah. Right, you want to know which the highest spot is? Look at the Torah. You can hire somebody. Doesn't mean anything. Right. So also the grid there, why couldn't Shmuel have a Nebuah where it is? Why did it have to go over, we're going to have it, it's got to pull out a tippy or shoe out to find it. Why did you have to get a Nebuah? Everything else is Nebuah. So he says, because the Pasuk says, She im el hamakom ha-shiyivch ha-shem alokechem, because shepechem, l'shichnu tidrishu u'bas ha-shama. You have to darshan. It really means you're going to go there to seek God. You have to seek out where it is to go seek God. And that's how we learn, that's how we tie stuff that pasuk. Therefore, you have to go, there's a special command to go darshan where it is. Okay? Next. So, the Aisu, Sefer Yehoshua. They brought a Sefer Yehoshua. They brought a Sefer Yehoshua. You hear this? They pulled out a Sefer Yehoshua. Look at Rashi. Aisu, Sefer Yehoshua. Livdog Bigvule Hashvatim. To go see all the boundaries of the Shvatim. V'lo pirshu shein be'echad mikol ha-shvatim teos gibulehen la'ar berichotehen. There is no place in Sefer Yehoshua, that's Rashi, that mentions all four boundaries of a Shevet, chut, mishevet mu Yehuda v'vinyamin, except for Yehuda and Vinyamin, shenes barshu sham kol gvulan, all the boundaries are specified, Misovavin, or surrounding, Ruchotehem, all their sides, Umikutsehem, and all their corners. I want to point out, that's not really true. What Rashi means is, there's no two Shvatim where the boundaries are mentioned by mentioning the names of the two Shvatim. In other words, Yehuda's boundaries are tied to Binyamin, and Binyamin's are tied to Yehuda's. There's no other Shvatim like that. Every Shevet has the boundaries. That's what she's talking about. It means that the Shvatim are tied to each other. So Shmuel knew, why do Yeshua say that? That they're tied to each other. Obviously, it's going to be a place where they're going to be, you know, they have to go cut through some surgery to make sure that the boundaries stay as the boundaries. Therefore, they knew it had to be on the place that straddled the Shevet of Yehuda and the Shevet of Binyamin. Okay? That's why it's not like that. So it says the Gemara continues, and the Kulu, in the entire Sefer Yehoshua, it says, Vayered, Va'Allah, Hakvul, Vatar Hakvul, Shevet Binyamin, Va'Allah Ksiv, V'Yarad Lo Ksiv. It never says the word V'Yarad, and it's descended. Shmamina, Amri, Shmamina, Hachahum Komo, this must be the place. Sovereign Lemeninhu Be'Ein Etim. They wanted to build an Ein Etim, some place called Ein Etim, the Medali. What's the Medali? The highest point. Amri, so they said, wait a minute, you can't build it there. Nisisi Bei Kilil. Let's build it a little lower. Why? Dichtiv, because it says, Ubein Ksefav Shachin. Between the shoulders it rests. Not the head, not the highest, a little lower. A little lower, nestled by the shoulders. Vibay Tema, another reason they wanted to lower it, is because they didn't build an Ein Etim, because Gemir, they have tradition, it's an Hezhen B'chalkos the Yehuda. The Sanhedrin has to be in Yehuda. Why? Because Umichokik Mibin Ragla. Yehuda is the Sanhedrin. Has to be in Yehuda. And Vishchina Bechalka de Binyamin. Vishchina has to be in Binyamin. You can't have, and they knew the spot where the Sanhedrin has to be in Lishkas Hagad. So it's too far away, Rashi says. But that Lishkas Hagad is over there, and the Beit Hamikdash is in Ein Etim. It's too big. Can't be. V'i medalinan le mispalei tuva. So if they make it as high as they want, it's too far away. So mutav de nisasi be porta. Let's lower it a little. Lower it a little. The siv ubank seif up shachay. V'aldavah den iskana dog. This is a whole complicated thing. V'aldavah den iskana dog hadomi. Dog hadomi got jealous. Chronologically, doesn't make any sense. This whole gemara now. Chronologically, this is years later when Doeg was upset. V'david de siv ki kanit pesecha achal tani. Siv and it says. Zach Hashem David is called Anoso Asher Nishpal Hashem. Im Ava Ba'ol Beitzi. If I come to the house, Emetin Shnas Le'enai Lafapai Tnuma Adem Temakom Hashem. Hanish Meuna Be'Efrasa Mitzuna Be'Tzade Yar Be'Efrasa De Yoshua. That's Yoshua. The Kasi Be'Efrayim Mitzuna Be'Tzade Yar Zev Binyamin Dixiv Binyamin Zev Yitro. Somehow Doeg Adomi was upset that David HaMelech figured it out. He didn't figure it out. Very, very difficult. Doeg HaDomi was upset for other things that they with Novra Kahanim, they snitched on David. So a very complicated Gemara, gigantic footnotes over here explain the whole story. It's the longest Prakam of Navi to know what's going on over here. So it's exactly what the grid said. There's no Nevuah because the Pasuk says Vidarashti, you gotta go seek it out. It's amazing. Nobody had a tradition. Nobody knew. This is the spot where Avram Avinu brought up, right? So this guy Ravna is a threshing floor. Right? The threshing floor of Ravna, the Jebusite, right? Nobody knew this is the spot. Nobody knew. They hadn't been there for 1,000 years. Right? When was the last time they were there? They were gone, not 1,000. They were gone for 210 years at least. And even Yaakov didn't live in Yerushalayim. Neither did Yitzchak, neither did Avram. Nobody lived in Yerushalayim. Who lived there? Malki Tzedek. You know that Avram doesn't do Malki Tzedek better one time? He had the dream. He went there to sleep for a night. He went to a hotel. What? Same spot, right? That Keda, it's the spot where Noach built the Mizbeach. We have all these traditions. And yet, nobody knows where it is. It's amazing. Okay. Let's try to do the Mishnah. It's an easy Mishnah. Next one. Zivche Shalmei Tzibor. Any shlomim of a tzibor, which is what? Shavuot. Va'ashamos, and carbon ashams, Elohein ashamos. These are the ashams. Asham gzelos. If you steal, you deny it, and then you admit. Here's the ring of asham. Asham me'ilos. An asham of a me'ila. If you use stuff from the Beit HaMikdash, bishogeg. If you do b'mezid, to machlokas, yichai mito, yichai malchus. Bishogeg, you bring a carmila. Asham shifcha charufa. This is a machlokas, what this means. Rashi says it means, if you have relations with a shifcha, that's miyuwa to an eved ivri. Rabbi Kiva holds it means, someone's a chati ben chorin or a chati, a woman with a chati ben chorin and a chati shifcha. Asham nazir, when you're finishing the zirus. Asham mitora, when you finish your mitora. Asham tolui, an asham tolui that we all left with. That's if you don't know, if you did something, which if you did it, would have been an aver b'shogeg. Shkitas in Betzafon, Shkitas in the north, Kibal Daman, Beklisharis Betzafon, right? The Kabbalah is Betzafon, the Daman Tar, Shtei Matanos, Shein Arba, it requires two applications, which are four. Benachal, Lefnim, and Aklaim, it's eaten again. It's inside the curtain in the Azara, the Zichre Kahuna, only male. Bechal Michael, you can cook it any way you want, roasting, frying, it doesn't make a difference. Leon, Belila, that day and that night, Ad Chatos, until Chatos. Everybody have a good day, and we'll resume tomorrow at the Gemara.